Ho, 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 and a happy, happy holidays. Shelley here, wishing each and every member of the Foot Faithful a safe, happy, and spiritually rich holiday. This month, I'd like to share with you about a man whose passion for high-flying adventure leads me to paraphrase those popular 70s songbirds, The Fifth Dimension. Up, up, and away in my beautiful but ultimately deadly balloon. Months after their garish hot air powered balloon mysteriously disappeared from the radar, the decaying remains of Richard Abruzzo, the so-called Wizard of the Wicker Basket, and his seductive co-pilot, Miss Carol Reimer Davis, with whom he won a 1994 Gordon Bennett Cup, were found off the coast of Puglia, Italy, earlier this month. To say that Abruzzo's death has left the international ballooning community deflated would be quite the understatement. The man leaves behind legions of beloved fans, respected competitors, a caring wife and children. He was just 47 years old. As a formidable balloonist, he was awarded the Harmon Trophy in 2001, 2003, and 2005. A ramshackled Italian fishing boat pulled the grisly remains of the two American balloonists from the Adriatic Sea, ending a two-month search for the pair's bodies in one of ballooning's darkest chapters. "This is heartbreaking," said Kim Vesely, an Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta volunteer and friend of the pilots. "After the first few days, we were like, hey, maybe these two crazy kids are just out on a joyride. They are thrill seekers. Then a few days passed, and we were like, okay, maybe they're on some sort of bender. Probably some good old-fashioned hooch played a part. Then, like, a week went by, and we were like, okay, 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 these two are up to no good, you know? Some Bonnie and Clyde or Badlands type of star-crossed lover crime spree, except in a balloon." Another theory quickly began circulating balloon-related chat rooms. Rumors speculated that Richard was perhaps trying to fly his balloony up to the moony, a lofty feat the pilot often confided in friends that he would one day attempt. Vesely dismissed this, however, after some careful thought. Quote, "We all calmed down a bit and realized that, duh, they're probably dead and floating in the ocean somewhere." End quote. Acting on Vesely's hunch, search crews looked in vain for the veteran balloonist for another full week before determining that their craft had plunged towards the water at 50 miles per hour. Noted Italian physicist Dr. Guido Papadelli IV confirmed publicly that the duo likely didn't survive the impact of the watery crash. Suspiciously, when the balloon wreckage was finally recovered, the gondola appeared to be remarkably intact. The outer wicker frame had just a few holes punched in it, and cords, canvas flaps, and ropes were still attached to the inside. This has fueled talk of foul play. The operations director for the Anderson Abruzzo Albuquerque International Balloon Museum Foundation, Deb Fowler, said, quote, "If you ask me, these two were murdered. There had to be a third person in that gondola. end quote. Deb Fowler has since set up a tip line for any and all information regarding this tragic event, hoping to lead to the identification and arrest of the hijacker or hijackers. That tip line can be reached by dialing 1-800-247-5455. In a fitting tribute, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta website posted a message from the pilot's family. Richard would be pleased that anything that can be learned by experts from today's discovery will lead to a safer experience for all balloonists. Let us now turn to the special kind of helium healing only the hot air balloon community can provide. Onward and upward. Richard Abruzzo, pilot, adventurer, father, husband, balloonadier, may you soar through eternal blue skies on a gilded gondola this very special holiday season.